We're a multi-arts center, and currently we do not have plans to reopen our classes or performances within the space.
Hi there, folks. This is Nick Salomon of the Bevis Rond, just having slurped down some cherry juice. How do they make that? Take out the pips, I suppose, and squash it. Anyhow, you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre, and legally we're clear. Hooray. Have fun.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Good evening. You are listening to Tech Talk with Ralph and Bill. Our call-in numbers are 518-697-7400 or 518-622-2598. You are listening to Tech Talk. And good evening, Mr. Ralph.
Good evening, Mr. Bill.
Oh, no, Mr. Bill.
Did you have a happy Halloween?
I always have a happy Halloween because I always wear my mask.
Yes, and I know you save a fortune every year. But just
hey, listen, before we get inundated with calls, I have to do this. TikTok update. Are you ready? TikTok update. We suspect that Donald Trump's mind isn't really on the proposed ban of TikTok in the U.S. right now, according to Music Ally. He has a bigger priorities this week. I have no idea what that is. But remember, even if he loses, okay, whatever. There's some news on that proposed ban today. A federal judge has granted a preliminary injunction against the bans that were to go into effect on the 12th of November. So TikTok has gained some new life and will not be removed from your life on November the 12th. I think everybody is happy about that. Let's have a cheer. Let's have a cheer.
One cheer for Tech Talk, TikTok from Tech Talk.
Yes, hip hooray.
Right, but just, Bill, if I may point out, as the lawyer in the family, a temporary injunction is not very determinative.
I'm going to take it as a win for now.
It's not a win. It's a procedural pause.
Listen, so they cannot
take away. You're going to tear.
I want to be a TikTok star when I grow up.
You're already a TikTok star. Is nothing enough for you?
It's never enough. There's always more. There's always more.
My God, you could go on to become president of the United States with an attitude like that. Call you for president 2024.
I would be a fantastic president. All the other presidents are nothing, I tell you, compared to me.
Yeah, well.
I would be a fabulous president.
Let's start by trying to coach you into becoming a fabulous radio talk show host. What do you say?
I will try. I think we have, I cannot see this. Yes, we do have Wendy from New Rochelle. Wendy, the lovely Wendy. You're on the air, Wendy. Go ahead.
Do you have a question, Wendy from New Rochelle? Wendy, if you've got your mute button on, it makes it a little hard for us to hear you. So if you'll look at look to make sure that you are not muted, then and if you are muted, if you could unmute yourself, because a mind is a terrible thing to lose.
Are you there, Wendy?
I'm here.
Oh, I hear her now. So, welcome to Tech Talk on WGXC in Accra, Upper Hudson Valley. Wendy from New Rochelle, which is Lower Hudson Valley. I guess we share opposite ends of a valley. How are you on this fine November day?
You can't hear them, huh, Wendy?
No.
Okay, hold on. Let's try it again. Ask the question again, Ralph and Bill.
Okay, Wendy, how are you on this fine November 2020 day, the eve before the election day 2020? Can you hear that?
I'm doing great, thank you.
I'm sorry, you're getting grape nut flakes?
No, I said I'm doing great.
Oh, you're doing great. We're so pleased to hear that.
And I'm curious to find out what the answer is going to be to my question.
And we're curious to find out what your question is going to be to our answer. So bring it on.
Okay, so do you want me to ask the question now?
Yes, ask the question now. And then you're going to tell us whether you're going to listen to our answer so we can talk, so you can ask more questions and play Stump the Collier, or whether you're going to hang up and take it off the air. It's your choice. You tell us which you're choosing.
Go ahead, Wendy, ask away.
Hey, who's that behind you, Bill? Over your shoulder.
That's the big boss.
Uh-huh. Okay. This is a question. Yes, what's 5G and why should Wendy care? This is a question with an actual number in it. And questions with actual numbers in it, I always defer to Bill Collier, because he allegedly took arithmetic back in grammar school, and some of it may have stuck. So, Bill, do you know what 5G is and why Wendy should care?
Yeah, 5G is a, it's like, you probably heard of 4G. It's just a way of connecting devices through the airwaves. It uses different frequencies than we're using with 4G. It allows a lot more frequencies to be used and a lot higher speeds. The reason you would care is because your devices will be faster and you'll probably find more connectivity and your signals will probably end up being stronger. That's the bottom line.
Could you say that in normal person speak?
I did say it in normal person speak.
No, you said that in tech talk speak.
Well, then you can translate it.
Okay, why don't you take it slowly, and sentence by sentence, and I will translate it into actual normal people language.
Ralph,
first of all, what does the G stand for, and why do they call it 5? Let's just start there. Why do they call it 5, and what does G stand
for? Because they've had 1, 2, 3, 4, so that's why.
Okay, did you know why 6 is afraid of 7?
No.
Because 7, 8, 9. Wendy Packer, are you still there? Yes. Okay, well, Bill says that it's called five because there was 1, 2, 3, 4 beforehand. And then G, I don't think he knows what that G stands for, giga something or other. Bill, does G stand for giga something or other? And if so, is it gigabits or gigahertz or giggles?
Gigahertz.
Gigahertz. And that is a lot of gig. Gig means is technical speak for a lot of, right?
So that's you a got, lot of gigahertz.
It's a lot of hertz.
It's also
you got kilohertz and megahertz.
It's 5 gigahertz, and it's also the fifth generation. So there you go, 5G, 5 gigahertz, fifth generation.
Okay, and just to put it into a language that real people can understand, Bill, you can download a movie from the internet in 7 seconds using 5G when right. It would have taken you 7 minutes in 4G. So
right.
it's kind of what Bill says, it's faster. That's what he means by it's faster. You can stream a lot more data onto your computer or into your phone or onto your iPad. Bill doesn't like anything that begins with an I, but let's put that aside for a minute. And it just,
hey, there's no I in team.
There is no team in I. So, my ophthalmologist basically looked at my eyes this week and said that they're holding up remarkably well considering how old I am. So, Wendy, the reason you should care about 5G is you'll be able to download a movie from the internet, like with Netflix or something like that, in almost instantaneously, rather than it taking, rather than having to sit there and wait for it to load. So, does that begin to answer your question? Thank you for calling in.
Did you have any other questions, Wendy, that we could help you with? Okay. All right. No worries. We are enjoying the day after All Saints Day here on November 2nd of the year 2020. And we are purely focused on the awesomeness that is technology. Mr. Ralph, are you what kind of technology are you working with today?
Well, today my internet went out and I had to use my Bluetooth. And I'm not sure why it's called a Bluetooth because it's neither blue nor does it have teeth. But that's what they call it on my iPhone in order to connect my MacBook Pro to the internet. So I spent a longer than I would really than I'm happy about calling Fios, which is my internet service provider, going through their phone tree, getting kicked over to a text message person, a tech support person on text message, how ironic is that, and who then kicked me off and said that they only handled phone issues, so I should call 1-800-Verizon and not put in any numbers when they asked me to put in numbers. So I went back to Verizon, and I actually put in the numbers when they asked me to put in the numbers. And after a while, I ended up getting kicked off, losing the signal, which is ironic considering it's a phone company. And then I went back and regained the signal, and they said, there's an hour wait, so if you want, we'll call you back when when we've caught up to you. So I said, okay. And then about 2 hours later, they in fact called me back, and they did some magical internet-y kind of things over there at Verizon Fios, in which they actually were able to sneak into my internet router and determine that, yes, in fact, I had a problem, which of course I already knew. And then they brought in a Verizon tech who also checked in, and he or she also agreed that they had a problem. And so they said that they would actually send a technician to my house tomorrow to fix it.
Did they change the chip in the back of your head?
No, I don't like to let them in that because I'm very attached to that chip. It's been there since before I was born.
If you're listening to the show and there is a story about Bluetooth, it actually is it's a really cool story. I'm surprised you didn't know it.
Would you tell us that cool story, Mr. Collier?
Never heard
please.
Of the story of Bluetooth?
I thought Bluetooth was a pirate.
No, he was a Viking king from the 10th century named Blatand, which literally means Bluetooth. He united Denmark and Norway. And when a technician working for Intel was working on the technology, and they were trying to come up with a name, they thought, well, since Bluetooth was going to unite the cellular network with the PC network, PC, that...
Or the grown-up iOS network.
No, this was PC at the time. That it would be appropriate to name the technology Bluetooth, and so hence you are using technology named after an old Viking king.
Well, that is an interesting story. Thank you for sharing it. And by the way, Bill, if you would read out our phone numbers again, maybe we can entice another caller to come in with a question. But in the meantime, so I went round and round with Verizon
Fios. You want me to read the numbers or listen into your story?
Oh, not both.
Okay, how about I read the numbers first?
You're a talented kind of guy. Okay, you read the numbers first.
All right. 518-697-7400 or 518-622-2598 are the numbers to call in to Tech Talk and have all of your tech questions answered. We are enjoying the
why they call it Bluetooth. Yes. Anyway, the bottom line is they schedule a technician to come by tomorrow, either in the morning or the afternoon, and then
the story I was looking for, Banco. Not the story.
They fixed it using internet magic, and so then they sent me an email and a text.
What's the real story that you don't want to tell the people? Okay, we got Hank calling in. After Hank, we'll get the real story. I'll tell you a secret about Banco. Good evening, Hank. You're on Tech Talk with Bill and that other guy. What is your question?
Hello, Bill and the other guy. How are you?
Nice. Hey, Bill, did you see they gave me a standing ovation?
So here's my question. I have an oldish iPad Mini and a good friend recently updated my operating system for me because I didn't know how to do it. And I'm very happy to have a new operating system, an updated operating system. My question is, though, it looks to me, but I'm not sure, it seems to me that the battery is now getting drained faster than it used to be. But I'm not sure about this at all. And I was wondering whether you know anything about this, whether you know whether the operating system on any device, different operating systems, use battery faster or no.
How long ago did this happen, Hank?
This happened about a week ago.
What do you mean this?
The update. Sorry. How long ago did the update occur?
How long ago did you update your operating system?
It was about a week or two. The update was about a week or two ago.
How often are you using the device?
A lot.
Okay, so, and you've tried
Hank, could you tell us by a lot, do you mean 1 hour a day?
I mean, I haven't really, I wouldn't say that I've changed my usage patterns particularly, but I'm on and off of the iPad, you know, probably for an average of 6-7 hours a day, I would say.
And is that plugged into the wall, or is that on your battery?
You know, it depends. But I'm very apt to use the battery if I'm out to, you know, outside or something like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you tried
a lot of my? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hank, have you tried to reset your iPad?
Reset the whole? You mean the whole thing?
Yeah. You press and hold down the home button at the same time as you hold the on and off button for a couple seconds. You'll see the logo, and then you let go, and that will
restart it. I mean,
that's not going to delete your stuff or anything, but
yeah. I think you're talking about restarting.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah. I don't think I've done it on purpose. Actually, no, I have, actually. I've shut it off. I don't know if that's the same thing. You know, where you shut it down?
No, in this case, you want to hold the home button and the on and off button at the same time until you see the Apple logo, then let it go.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not like we
doing that now? I'm not quite sure. Let me try it while I'm talking to you.
Are you sure it's not going to cause her iPad to explode if she does that?
Probably not.
No. Apparently these things are idiot-proof, so I should be okay.
Yes, this is why
I'm speaking about myself, not about you, by the way. So you are now telling me to hold down the home button.
And the on and off button at the same time. Push them down.
The on and off button. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to put the phone down and put you on speakerphone then. I need two hands here.
No worries.
Can you hear me okay?
And you'll see an Apple logo, and then you just let it go, and then it'll restart itself. One of the reasons why when you do an update, there's a lot of programs that aren't going to automatically go in sleep mode until you do this, and so they're going to drain the battery.
Ah, okay. So there might be things open that I don't even know about, you think?
Right.
Okay, so now my app, it went up for a moment, but now its Apple logo is sitting there.
And then you just let it go. Just let it do its thing.
Not doing anything. I'm just looking at it and listening to you.
And you let it? Did you let it go? You're not touching it now?
Not touching it.
And it's not doing anything?
Well, the logo is sitting there, but it just came on. So now I'm back.
It's restarting. It should either restart or you'll have to don't do anything to it for a while, though. Just let it sit.
Well, I mean, it just came, the home screen came back on, and so that I presume that the restart was successful.
Ideally, that should actually help you. If it doesn't, call us back next week, but ideally that should help you. If that isn't the problem, then you have a possible, something with the battery, a program that you don't want to have running, but it's probably not it.
Okay, just to loop back to Hank's question, Bill, so that we could anchor it and make sure we've answered it. Bill is claiming that updating your operating system is not likely to have a material impact on the amount of battery life on your device. It is far more likely that there are some programs running or applications running in the background that are draining your battery. And mm-hmm. because you've updated the operating system, they're not automatically, it's a little confused as to what to automatically shut down when you're not using it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And so by doing that reboot or mm-hmm. pushing stop and mm-hmm. Something at the same time, pushing those two buttons at the same time, mm-hmm. I don't have an iPad, so I don't know exactly what the word of art for them is, that you can actually essentially close them all down. And mm-hmm. by closing down the programs that you're not actively using, you can always open them later when you want to actively use them. I find my iPhone's GPS map system really drains the battery fast mm-hmm. if I don't shut it mm-hmm. down if I'm letting it run in the background instead of right. shutting it down when I'm not using it. By closing those all down, you should be able to significantly improve your battery life mm-hmm. and not have to recharge it so often. And if this doesn't work, call us back next week and we'll concoct another answer. Is that, Bill,
Ralph,
is that fair?
The only inaccuracy is that when you do update your system, it is not uncommon for many programs that normally are in sleep mode to not be in sleep mode, and hence the reason you have to do this.
Okay, but it's not something that I should do every 2 weeks, just, as a kind of
yep.
maintenance.
Every once in a while.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Very good. Okay. Thanks very much, both of you.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. Had a great question.
My pleasure. Okay. Be well. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. They're giving me another standing ovation. I love this show.
I think that was for me, Mr. Rankin.
how can you tell? I could definitely hear them going, yay, Ralph, yay, Ralph, yay,
directly,
Ralph.
And you even got my right answer wrong.
I see. Well, you know, 518-622-2598, Tech Talk. If you want to call in and ask a really simple question, I'm happy to answer it. If you want to have the pleasure of playing Stump the Collier, you can come up with a complicated question with actual numbers in it and direct it to Bill, who is a lot of fun.
What's interesting is that we get a lot of Mac questions. I think that's really fascinating.
Well, it's because it's...
You know why? Because IBM people, I mean, Mac people are smart in their own way. I'm not saying anything to...
And very good looking, don't forget. And extremely good looking, yes.
Well... With some exceptions who shall remain Ralph, but yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, you'll be hearing from my lawyer in the morning. he's going to be busy voting. Wait a minute, I'm my lawyer. Never mind. Okay. Anyway, yeah. Here we are inviting people to call in to Wave Farm WGXC from in the upper Hudson Valley, places like Accra. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. And Hudson, where actually they invented the mixed drink cocktail about 150 years ago, for which they should be more famous than they actually are, since it's the...
Wait a minute. Tell me about this.
Tell you about what?
This mixed drink cocktail. Margaret from Burlington, North Carolina is online.
Yeah, we can put aside the cocktail filmmaker.
Nice way, Mr. Ralph. Greet Margaret.
Hello, Margaret. Welcome to Tech Talk. Welcome to WGXC. And welcome to Bill Collier. Are you here to play Stump the Collier?
Yes.
Excellent.
She sounds very excited about this.
I don't think it'll be too hard of a question. So,
It doesn't take too hard of a question to stump the Collier, so I've got faith in you.
Okay, here's what I want to know. Okay, so you know when you're having just a regular conversation in your house and then you pick up your phone and either Facebook app or Google or something, you pick it up and all of a sudden what you were talking about is showing up on Google or your Facebook. It's really creepy. Can you turn that off? Is it just happening?
Margaret, I know of no way to turn it off. It is one of the things you can do is you can look in your permissions on whatever device you're using, and there's I don't know all how to get into the permissions of every device, but for instance, whatever device you have, just type in Google, look in permissions, name your device, and it'll show you how to go through your permissions in Google. So you go to Google, type in your phone or whatever device is, how to change permissions for different programs, and you can change.
Wait, slow down. Tell her and our hordes of listeners you mean by permissions. You know,
you're cutting me off before I get to the finish line.
I'm trying, but I'm failing. Yes.
Permissions do things like so. For instance, allow Facebook to access your microphone. That's how it would listen. So you would want to change that permission. Every device, there's so many different ways to do it. I couldn't walk you through it over the air, but the downside of you doing that is if you are trying to use Facebook to talk to people through Messenger and you took away its permission to use your microphone, you won't be able to use Messenger to talk to people.
So let
me explain. To me, it's harmless. It looks for phrases, and it tries to match ads to phrases that it hears. It doesn't store the data like nobody at Facebook is going to look and say, what's Margaret listening to? Let's play back her stuff. It's sort of like a voice recognition thing that just records the phrase and puts it into an ad algorithm. Mm-hmm. Bottom line is, they're not going to spy on your conversations per se. It's definitely creepy. And it's definitely something that it would be nice for them not to be doing. But it's probably harmless.
Probably.
There's probably a joke going around the internet, by the way, Margaret, My wife asked me why I spoke so softly in the house. I said I was afraid that Mark Zuckerberg was listening. She laughed. I laughed. Alexa laughed. And then
do I need
Siri
a Faraday
laughed.
Cage in my house?
The point here is just so I hopefully to put your mind at rest. All of the social media and all the big digital make their money by trying to all of the social media. We'll put Amazon aside for a second. It's a little bit different as a platform. They make their money by allowing advertisers to advertise products to you that you might be actually interested in buying. There are billions of people on Facebook. I think last count it was 2 billion. I just can't count that high. And there are hundreds of millions of active users on every day. And they are not only incapable, but totally uninterested in following your conversation as applied to you. But they have algorithms, which are kind of, it's a fancy word for software programs, that can register what you're saying and say, oh, this person is talking about going camping. They would be, because there's nobody understanding it, but the software program can interpret that and say, so let me put an ad on for someone who's selling camping gear, because they're more likely to buy camping gear than somebody in Bangladesh who never camps. And so it's very eerie. You're absolutely right. But in fact and in truth, not only is no actual human being listening to you, they don't want to listen to you. And if they did want, that would be the National Security Agency. That's a different company. If they wanted to listen to you, they couldn't, because there's too much going on. And so it is just a way of targeting advertisements in a way that who are the ones who pay the rent and pay all of the expenses and profits that allow you to use, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, for free. There's no charge to you. They have to make their money somewhere. They make it by selling ads, just the way TV and radio stations do. And they are trying their very best to keep track of what's really interesting to you, because that means you are more likely to buy something that they advertise that's of interest to you, rather than buying something that is of complete no interest to you, like trying to sell bourbon to a Southern Baptist. And if you're a Southern Baptist, if you're a bourbon drinking Southern Baptist, my profound apologies for having gotten that wrong.
I'm so offended.
Oh, good. Okay. Either after you stumped Bill Collier, was my explanation as to what's really going on here enough to put your mind at rest?
Yes, it's all about the money.
This is welcome to America. It's where these big companies don't actually care about the money. There's if you dig into the backstory of Facebook, Zuckerberg doesn't pay any attention to the advertising. It's boring to him. He is focused obsessively on the user experience and keeping it fresh and keeping Facebook an interesting place. He outsourced the advertising to Sheryl Sandberg, his chief operating officer, and has her take care of all the money stuff, which apart from him spending, and he can't even begin to spend all the money that he's worth now, is really not of interest. He's a geek. He loves building up Facebook into a mesmerizing platform. He is obsessed with keeping his audience engaged and enthralled. So you're being a little cynical here when you say it's all about the money. The money is just a token that they're doing something right. And the money is just, you know, what they need in order to keep both their employees fed.
I'm going to dissent and say it's all about the money. It's all about the money.
You're projecting again, Bill, but, you know, bring it on. Bring it on.
It's always about the money, Ralph.
Thank you. Anyway, thank you for an excellent question, Margaret. Do you have any other questions?
Do you have questions? Does the government listen? As my husband said, does the government listen in on these devices?
I and my friends at the NSA, who I love
adore. Love and adore. They're national heroes, every single one of them.
In any way confirm such rumors to even be slightly true. All I can say is that I never feel alone.
Yes, but that doesn't answer the question. The question is,
right.
Fort Meade does not need the social media people to eavesdrop on you. They have very, very powerful technologies at their disposal, and so, according to people who I can't identify and who are probably just making it up, they copy every email that's sent in the world. They tape every conversation that's had. It goes into these vast data banks that allegedly exist somewhere in Utah that they're not actually allowed to access without a court order. But if they think they have evidence of a bad guy, like a terrorist or like Bill Collier, who's up to no good, then they can go to a judge, get a search warrant, and then they can go into these
not very nice, Banco.
Massive data banks. Oh, not William R. Collier, the other Bill Collier, the evil Bill, not the good Bill.
Oh, the evil Bill, the evil twin.
So they don't need the social media companies to keep track of and archive everything. They're woke. Okay, that's the story on the street. I don't know if it's true. I can neither confirm nor deny the truth of it.
Okay,
I just do know that NSA is under the 40,000 or so people allegedly who work at Fort Meade, which is the headquarters of NSA. Although it's all just speculation, and it's in the black budget, we don't know for sure. Have to work in three shifts, and of course they've got a lot of technology helping them, but our first line of defense against the bad guys by keeping track of, you know, what the bad guys are up to. So thank God for the people at the Puzzle Palace. That's what I have to say.
Okay. Sounds good.
Good. I don't know if it's true, but as long as it sounds good, I am content. Thank you, Margaret and Mr. Margaret, for calling in. If you don't have any questions... I'm going to encourage you to hang up the phone. Just put the receiver on the cradle right next to where that black curly wire is.
Okay.
I'll think of some
riveting question for next week and call you back.
Hey, yes. That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay.
Impossible. Okay. Impossibility, but hey, be fun to try.
Okay. Bye, y'all.
Bye, Margaret and Mr. Margaret.
So, radio listeners, I have to tell you, Ralph, the reason I asked Ralph the story earlier about his technology is I got a call from Mr. Banco today, and he was driving around in his area, in his vicinity of his area. And
actually, I was driving around in my Toyota, my red Toyota Corolla.
Yes,
I was not driving around in my area.
I was tracking via satellite, and his GPS was acting up on him and sending him in weird places, and I had to actually look up a map and try to help him figure out where he literally was. Banco, why do you think your GPS was trying to send you in weird places that you know are not the best way home?
Did you infect my GPS with malware, you magnificent bastard?
I am magnificent, that is true, but I am innocent.
Okay, you did not infect my GPS with malware.
So it was sending you in weird places. That's what I want to know.
Okay, well, I have a theory about that, Mr.
Collier. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear your theory.
It was cloudy out. And, you know, when there's clouds, the satellites can't beam their signals to my iPhone. My iPhone can't beam its signals to the satellites because the clouds get in the way.
Now look, I know. So it was an iPhone problem. Okay.
I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow.
So the Android guy had to give you directions. That's what you're saying. I get it. That's the explanation.
Well, I suppose, technically speaking, you could call them directions. But ultimately, what I did was I just shut down my GPS, and then I restarted it, and I clicked on it, and that time it actually worked. So,
and you ended up in Bethesda?
I started off in Bethesda. I ended up in North Potomac, which is actually where I live. North Potomac, Montgomery County. I know it's a little civilized for a mountain man like you, lives way out in the boondocks of Blissburg, right?
If you walk out of my house and you go up the mountain just a little bit, you're going to hit a forest, and you're going to walk for another 30 miles before you see another human being. That's where I want to be. That's the right place to be for me.
You have managed to scare everybody within a 30-mile radius away from you, and I thank God that Halloween only comes once a year, or you'd clear out the entire state of Pennsylvania.
Every day is Halloween for me.
518-622-2598. Welcome to Tech Talk, and any of you with clever or even not so clever questions are encouraged to call in now and pose those questions, and we will give them we'll see if we could respond with not so clever answers.
I completely concur.
Yes, and Bill completely concurs. I'm not sure he can spell it, but I think he has a rough idea of what concur means.
I want to ask you this, Mr. Benko. Have you tried dark mode? Well, you may not have got the test yet. Dark mode for Facebook for iOS and Android. I prefer dark mode for the most part. I don't like the light.
I totally get that you have gone over to the dark side of the force.
So this is what Facebook is saying. Spokesman said on Monday that we know people have been asking for dark mode, and they won't have to wait much longer. People will start to see the option in their Facebook app settings as we roll it out globally over the next few weeks. So when you go to the Facebook app in your phone and you hit settings, you will see a thing show up that allows you to go into dark mode. I actually really like dark mode. I use it for Twitter, and for some reason it's easier on my eyes. That is new technology. That's a new feature.
Well, I'm way ahead of you, Bill, because I just put my sunglasses on, and that allows me to go right into dark mode without having to push any buttons. And wow. so you might want to give that a try too, at least until Facebook's dark mode manifests.
I don't see. I feel like Facebook should be giving me all of these things like right away. By the way, I still don't have Facebook avatars.
Wait for WGXC. And would I feel you like to go that on Tech is
Talk? Just a real to ask problem. A question.
Yeah, what's your name and what city you're calling
for? You, it's probably not a problem.
Daria
from
Lovettsville, Virginia.
Well, Zuckerberg, I thought we were friends. This is my open letter to Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg, this is Bill. I'm your number one fan. And I really want dark mode, and I really want my avatar. And everybody else has avatars but me. I feel like
I don't have an avatar.
Really?
I'm not sure I really want an avatar.
I mean, there are people that have avatars that, Hey, we have Daria from Virginia calling in. Daria from Virginia.
Hi.
Hello, Daria from Virginia.
Hello.
Are they holding an election in Virginia today? We've heard rumors, but we don't have
tomorrow.
Could be fake news.
I think all the Trump voters vote tomorrow.
Okay.
I have a question, though. President Trump seems to want us to regulate all of the social media. Has the time come to actually do it?
Well, that is not so much a tech question as a kind of a policy question, but I'll answer it from a tech perspective. Every time the government regulates anything for whatever reason, when it's dealing with technology, it has a tendency to create unintended consequences. Witness the catalytic converter. So I am always, in general...
Wait a minute. What do you mean, witness the catalytic converter? You better explain that.
The catalytic converter, there were many technical problems with how it was implemented, and the catalytic converter was causing problems with fuel technology and the engine issues, and I won't get into all that, but the point is that it wasn't a very well rolled out regulation. At this time, like some 30 years later, we're fine with it, but how they implemented it was problematic. So every regulation that
Wait a minute.
Is,
so Bill, you're telling me you're in favor of air pollution, because that's what the catalytic converter was invented to eliminate.
Yep.
So you're a true Republican. You're in favor of pollution. I'm proud of you.
You'll be okay. Banco, by the way, is like somewhere up there with the tail of the hunt. So,
yes. Banco is so far to my left that I'm afraid he's going to fall off the edge of the earth and onto the back. I've got to rescue him from the back of the turtle on which the earth is so precariously balanced. Again.
The turtle. I think that there's a lot of people from all perspectives that have real gripes about social media. I think from a PR perspective, they could definitely do something about their PR and improve it. I think that there are some inconsistencies, there's opaqueness and problems with how things are being enforced, which again is sort of out of the scope of just talking about a technical problem. But even from a technical perspective, let's just say that they got rid of certain protections for them, or they gave them certain new requirements. I would really be interesting to see how the poor technicians have to reconfigure all of those servers and all of those pieces of software and lines of code to conform with that regulation, and what kind of disruption it would cause to the platform. So that's my perspective is more from the technical perspective. A regulation would definitely change how the software would have to work, and it would be interesting to see how they pulled that off, or if they pulled it off. I actually don't think that. I think all the talk of regulation is not going to happen. I think there just isn't the will. All sides want to regulate them in some way, and therefore they won't agree to anything. That's my theory. What's yours?
Well, let me tell you the reality. And that is, Congress is very good at enacting flamboyant non-solutions to non-problems with a great flourish. And so there has already been legislation introduced allegedly to address the bias of the social media companies. And by the way, I find that claim of bias to be biased. Because we all have our perspectives, we all have our points of view. There's nobody that doesn't have a point of view, whether it leans left or right, or libertarian or authoritarian or transpartisan or Republican or Democrat. Everybody's got a point of view, and we like to call other people's point of view biased. So it's kind of a snarky way to address it.
Equally snarky is when the platforms say that they don't have a bias and they're perfectly neutral. So.
Right.
I'm not really going to defend anybody's bias or lack thereof.
That's not snarky. That's just, silly. So I'm saying is there are a bunch of politicians out there who don't have a clue as to what goes into the providing of the services in social media, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. They just don't know how it's done. They don't know what's involved. They're just grandstanding for the audiences. They think that by bashing big successful companies that are serving hundreds of millions or billions of people who are not obligated to use them, they use them because they are they enjoy them and they find that it's a good use of their time and good value. Then you get a bunch of demagogic politicians who are bashing them because of essentially because of their profound level of their success. And by the way, I don't consider any of these companies to be saints or candidates for sainthood. Daria from Virginia. I just remember, I'm old, I'm really old. I'm an elder, I'm elderly, unlike, say, Collier, who's just a little whippersnapper. I remember when IBM was considered to be the dominant, hegemonic, you know, unbeatable technology company in the world, and nobody remembered when it wasn't, and nobody could imagine when it wouldn't be. Until Microsoft came along and knocked them right off their pedestal, and Microsoft became the ruler, the sort of the master of the universe, and everybody, and you know, the Justice Department looked at investigating them for antitrust and blah 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 blah. And then along came, and everybody thought that Microsoft was going to be running things forever. And about 20 years later, Google came along and knocked Microsoft by coming up with the search engine, and by coming up with a great browser later, they knocked Microsoft right off of its purchase, the master of the universe. And now Google's looking over its shoulder as Facebook is growing. And these companies are not monolithic. They are ferocious rivals with each other. They are frantically afraid of each other. And they're also frantically afraid of who's going to come next and come up with something great that they overlook and is going to knock them off their pedestals. So for the government to be going in there and trying to throw a monkey wrench into the works of these big successful companies is actually kind of somewhere between, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. And so I also am a big fan of the First Amendment, which says Congress shall enact no law interfering with the freedom of speech or of the press. And so when Congress starts talking about doing things that are equivalent to censorship over us, the people who are talking on these platforms don't say anything themselves. They provide a platform for us to speak to one another on. Then I just cringe because I'm a big fan of the First Amendment. And so I've filibustered for too long, Daria from Virginia. Back over to you. What do you think?
I rather have them compete. I don't think the government should regulate them.
Well, then we are in agreement. How about that? Bill?
Yes.
I want a pat on the back from you, specifically from you.
We all more or less agreed, but for different reasons. So, attaboy!
All right. Thank you.
Hold on. Let me give you a pat on the head. Pat.
Thank you. That's good. Bring it on.
That's a good one.
Okay. Daria, we're running a little short on time. Do you have any other questions?
That's all for tonight. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much. Good question. Thank you. Okay, Bill.
Quite frequently, the issue of the tech companies and their bias or not bias. I personally feel like I know you often defend them that they're biased, it doesn't matter. I basically have come to a point of saying I let them defend their own bias or lack of bias. I think they've made a lot of stupid moves, and their enforcement has been not great, not awesome. Their governance is not awesome. And
right. You did governance for Team Sarah
right.
back
I think
in 2008.
If they applied some basic principles of good governance, it would be awesome. And since they don't, they are undermining trust in themselves. They have only themselves to blame. Whether or not the different people accusing them of things are right or wrong, the fact that people are losing confidence in their ability to be honest and open instead of, you know, not transparent, I think that's their problem and they need to fix it.
Okay, but if we could just be...
I generally have a good relationship with all of the platforms.
yes, you work on the platforms every day. It's part of your job.
It is. But I can tell you that working on the platforms, I see cases where I feel like what they're doing is very opaque and I can't understand it. And I'm trying to do how they want it to be done, and it's problematic. Fortunately, most of the problems I've had have been fixed. But some of the problems that I have, even that were fixed, I felt like probably shouldn't have been a problem.
Yeah, but Bill, if I may help you clarify what you're trying to say. Okay, they have quality control problems.
Yeah.
As any huge corporation with hundreds of thousands of employees have. And the fact is that this is not an existential threat to the United States of America. This is not some kind of sinister plot, and this is not the democracy apocalypse.
Okay, well,
these are big companies that
page of 3 million people, and it accidentally gets deleted, and a month later they say, "Oops, I'm sorry." Yeah, that's pretty suck for you, especially if you make money off of it.
Right.
So, yeah,
I'm agreeing with that.
The issue is not that they're too big. The issue is that they're not managing what they have in a way that would be most efficient. They don't need more people. They just need a better way of organizing those people. Also, they need to engage their users. Let the users help you moderate. Let the users help decide what is and isn't appropriate. Get user feedback. It's not hard.
Well, Bill, you know, why don't you and I start a social media company and do it better
and put these guys out of business. Banco, that's like saying, why don't we just start a car company and compete with Chrysler? The cost of entry is billions of dollars now. It's not hundreds of dollars. It's not, you can't do it in your garage. You know, I'm working on a project, which I'm not going to talk about over the air, but it's a project that is going to create a platform, but it's a very niche thing for a niche audience. And I don't in any way expect it's going to compete with Facebook, and we're going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars promoting it.
Yes.
But I have no intention. In fact, I don't even think trying to overthrow the platforms is a good idea. I think it's going to be 100 little niche products that are open source and connected to each other that is going to overthrow the platforms. And I don't think anything could stop that.
Well, I think you're basically agreeing with me, in which case,
yes.
Bingo, you got it right again.
Oh,
your job is so easy, Bill. All you have to do is say, Banco, you're right.
No, Ralph, you're wrong,
say
Banco.
Ralph, why didn't I think of that?
Your approach was to create a big platform to create. My approach is that it would be 1,000 points of light that overcomes it.
Oh, my gosh. You sound like George W. Bush.
Yes. Who I met, and I'm sure that you have, too.
Well, yes, actually, I've got a picture of the two of us together.
He did send me a card once.
Yes, he was well known for that. All right, we only have a few minutes left, but we still have a phone number. We might have time to sneak in one more call.
Yeah, it's 2 minutes.
Okay, well, then it needs to be a quick call to 518-622-2598. And if your call if your question's not short and the answer even shorter, then just jot it down on a 3x5 card or email it to yourself.
And call us next week and say,
Bill, I admire how you are just so being so affirmative to everything that Ralph says, and you make a great wingman to the great Ralph Bingo.
Yes, exactly.
So, Bill, in our last minute, was there any tech news this week?
I gave you tech news about Facebook dark mode. I gave you tech news about my favorite
TikTok, right?
And I'm really thinking of, when this is all settled, I'm thinking of doing a TikTok myself. I think the listeners need to know that they can watch me on TikTok.
You think you're
every video, I will sport a different hat or helmet.
Don't threaten our listeners. It's scary enough already.
Awesome.
Okay, well, everybody, if you haven't already voted, tomorrow's going to be your last chance to vote for a president for the next almost 4 years, if
this
not
This is
longer.
An election-free zone, but yes, I don't know anything about that thing that's happening tomorrow, but I know that TikTok is safe for now.
And by exercising your franchise rights,